Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's episode 312 of our classic podcast, and I love this one. I don't know how this escaped our radar. This is one that I call, personally, I call it Jesus Football. It's an early Jay Santos bit from January of 2000, where Jay introduces himself as a native of Western Pennsylvania. I don't think there's any mention of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here. This bit starts out with me asking the audience to vote on prospective Hall of Fame candidates in football, and we get Jay here saying that there just wouldn't be the greatness of a guy like Kurt Warner if it wasn't for his Christianity. And so Jesus, or I should say Jay, excuse me for confusing the two, it's easy, Jay decides, at least in this incarnation of Jay Santos, that Jesus is all you need if you want to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Whether that's true or not, notwithstanding, let's listen as Jay gives his opinion here on episode 312 of the Classic Podcast. And we're taking your picks this hour for who you think should be nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame if they were eligible as players. 1-800-449-8686. So in other words, if they weren't having to wait, is that a proper use of the language? If they weren't having to wait, if they didn't have to wait for retirement, and then the 5 years after that, who do you think? 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And let's see, we'll start off here. Let's see, we'll go to Lancaster on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
I listened to what you were saying. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so I've got a probably better than average view, I think, of professional football and a lot of quarterbacks, because Western Pennsylvania has produced some of the greatest quarterbacks in pro football history.
I know. Dan Marino and
Johnny Unitas come from there. Dan Marino, as you mentioned, come from there. It's been a lot of great quarterbacks come out of there. And so we had we've had some good times watching a lot of these great quarterbacks. But what I'd say is that, yeah, take a look at Kurt Warner.
You would nominate Kurt Warner for the Hall of Fame?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I think that Kurt Warner has got, the arm. He's a rags-to-riches story. He came from nowhere, Super Bowl champion. Guy's got that kind of charisma, that I think everybody is looking for. And I think that he reminds a lot of people of Johnny Unitas, too. And I just think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a great success story. And the other thing that I really appreciate about Kurt Warner is the fact that he is a, born-again Christian, and that he does believe in God. And I think you can discount the fact that that had a lot to do with the fact that, they won the Super Bowl.
And okay, well, hold on a minute. That's very interesting. You think that Kurt Warner, being a born-again Christian, had a lot to do with them winning the Super Bowl?
That's absolutely correct, yeah.
Now, why is that? Because why?
Well, I think it's because God, obviously, God's a very powerful presence in his life, and God is, if you commit yourself to God, and you commit yourself as a, born again, I don't think God's going to let you down. All the confidence comes from God. And so you have the opportunity, I think, to play better football with that kind of confidence. And I think I'm very happy to hear that he is a born-again Christian, because I think it sends the right message to young people that if you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and Savior, you'll be successful in life. Jesus saved him from interceptions, I think. I think he saved him from a lot of things.
Jesus saved him from interceptions, in a literal sense.
I really believe in a literal sense, yeah.
And, well, let me ask you this. What do you think about a lot of these athletes who thank Jesus? I've been hearing a lot of it lately. I guess it comes in cycles, but I've heard Kurt Warner. I heard a lot of people, thank you, Jesus. Was it Kurt Warner? Yeah, Kurt Warner's one. And a lot of these ball players.
I think it's refreshing. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will save teams from turnovers and eventually save them from losses if they get enough ball players to turn themselves over to our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, but what do you think about all these ball players who are on TV talking about, thank you, Jesus?
Oh, I think it's great. I think there should be more of it. And I think that, right now, I think the more of these ball players that turn their lives over to Jesus and become born-again Christians, Phil, take a look at professional sports as it is. We got a horrible, horrible, bad stuff going on. You got ball players involved in murder, ball players involved in manslaughter. When I see the prayer huddles after the game, I take a knee and I pray with them. I think it would benefit a lot of us just to hit our knees, you know, and take a knee, thank Jesus for a lot of what's going on, the good stuff as well as the bad stuff, too. I think it's a strong thing.
So you'd like to eventually see all ball players, all society, I guess, be born-again Christians?
Well, I like to see everybody take a knee. But I'm saying specifically the sports.
But eventually all of society become a born-again Christian society, correct?
Yeah, that's true, Phil. But I think let's start with sports because I think when you see those ball players take a knee, I think you're seeing these guys, you know, giving themselves over to God, humbling themselves. And so that's why I think Kurt Warner is a great ball player from that standpoint, because he has the ingenuity, he has the dream, he has the athleticism, he has the desire, and yes, he had the team, he had the coaching surrounding him to try to get to where he's going to do. But I tell you, there's nothing better than a guy like that going out there, heaving, chucking that spear, and sending a message to the opposition. You know, he can't be beaten, can't be denied. So I think it's Kurt Warner.
And you like the whole born again Jesus thing. I've been noticing, hey, Mike, can you think of the other ball players that have said, hey, thank you, Jesus? Because it seems to me I've been seeing a lot of it lately. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm not putting it down. But I've seen a lot of players out there doing that lately, and perhaps there is a movement afoot that I'm not aware of.
Well, so I think the most obvious guy is Reggie White, who is...
That's the guy that I was trying to... Reggie White, who's the minister?
That's right, he's a minister. And I think it just shows great respect to our Lord and Savior when boxers make the sign of the cross, the bell, too. And when you see these guys making the sign of the cross after they score a touchdown or they hit a home run, there's only one sport where I'm not seeing it, and I'm really kind of a little bit disappointed. That's hockey. I don't see anybody make the sign of the cross after scoring a goal. And I don't see anybody in pro basketball making a sign of the cross after a basket.
Well, there's a lot of baskets scored, right?
You know, that's probably it. Now, there's a lot of Latin baseball players where the gold crosses around their neck and things like that. But for the most part, I think what you've got is a tremendous, tremendous example of a lot of people in Kurt Warner.
All right, sir. Kurt Warner is a guy that you would... And based upon the fact that he's a born-again Christian...
And he's a great example to young kids. You just don't have it. You got this guy, what's his name, who, you know, that guy from the Carolina Panthers. You got this other bum. All these bums out there. Now you got Kurt Warner.
Well, the bum you're talking about, Ray Carruth, is one of them. And then we mentioned Leonard Little on the air last week. Last week about the manslaughter rap. And there's probably more.
Oh, there's a lot of them. All these bums. But Kurt Warner, that's the man for me. And it's, you know, it's a shame that that Little is even on the same team with Kurt Warner. Because I heard what you were talking about him.
Yeah, Leonard Little's the guy who got the manslaughter rap.
Yeah, it's a shame he's even on the same team with Kurt Warner. So that's... That's my opinion anyway.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with a... caller here.
Well, I tell you, I like Led Zeppelin, bumper music. It's very tasty.
I'm glad you like that, pal. We're talking with a caller. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Jay, Phil.
Jay believes that Kurt Warner is more likely to get into the Hall of Fame as a current player than any other because of his love of Jesus, correct?
Absolutely. I think that's refreshing, and with all these ball players, all these bums out there, I'll tell you, it's bad. And to see a guy like that go to, go to the Super Bowl and win it, that's, to me, as far as I'm concerned, is fantastic.
Okay, here's Reading, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm just calling, and, I mean, I'm not religious. However, I just want to understand how these people can think that Kurt Warner is playing as a born-again Christian, and if Jesus is watching him as a football player, then why isn't he concerned about the problems going on in Russia and other countries where there are wars going on when he's not concerned? Like, what, is he taking time off to watch the Super Bowl and to help Kurt Warner play football while there's wars going on?
Is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that you're talking about Jesus paying attention to, you know, stuff's going on in Russia. Waller's a great man like Kurt Warner. What's the you know, there's no contest.
No, I'm not doubting that he has a great football talent. However,
right.
I respect him as a football player, but I don't think Jesus is helping him play football while he's not helping these people in Russia, or even there's people starving in our own country, and he's not helping them.
Well,
he's worried about football players.
Well, obviously they're not worthy. I mean, we talk about two different things. Okay, you talk about man's life and the life of a nation. And
yeah, but the caller is saying, why would Jesus help a Kurt Warner and not some poor suffering mother or child in Chechnya or a place like that?
Thank you.
I think what you're talking about is, are those people worthy? I mean, as a Christian, I believe in worth. You know, are you worthy to receive the Holy Spirit?
Okay. Now, what about
so what
these
do you
kids?
So Kurt,
these kids are born into these countries and they don't have a choice if they're worthy or not of your Lord. I mean, how are they at fault? They're not. They don't have a choice.
Well, my Lord wants them.
And now Jesus is going
to
watch a Super Bowl and not take care of these kids?
Well, you're talking about Jesus Christ, okay? And he has always been partial, I think, to winners.
And Kurt Warner is a winner because he's a Super Bowl champion. I give him that guarantee. Okay.
No, but what I'm saying is, I think you make a very good point, sir. I'm trying to say, and I'm sorry if I misunderstood you, but look where Kurt Warner came from. You know,
I was bagging groceries 5 years ago myself. I'm sorry. I don't understand where his downfall is. He's
but you're
an
not
American.
You're not playing in the Super Bowl. Okay.
But he's an American.
He was bagging groceries. Now he's playing in the Super Bowl.
But I'm sorry, these kids in Chechnya, they don't even have grocery stores, so they can't bag groceries.
No, but I'm saying he's come further.
Kurt Warner?
Because he lives in America.
Kurt Warner's come further?
Because he lives in America.
Yeah, he lives in America. That's right.
That's why he's given these opportunities. People in other countries that Jesus isn't taking care for, he doesn't have anything to do with that.
Well, let me
the way this life is going.
Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Are you saying that Jesus doesn't like Kurt Warner?
I'm thinking that Jesus doesn't really care about Kurt Warner because he has to do... Because
wait a second. Kurt Warner is a born-again Christian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but what about these people who don't have the choice about being born again? But
are they Christian?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter if they're Christian or not. You're talking about Jesus.
I'm talking about Jesus looking after people in this whole world.
Is it possible for Jesus to give Kurt Warner a Super Bowl and to save some kid from starving?
Obviously he didn't.
Well, then why wouldn't he if he's such a great guy?
Obviously it has to do with the Holy Spirit.
Then why wouldn't he help little kids who don't have a choice? If they don't even know who Jesus is, why wouldn't he reach out and let him know?
You know what? I'll tell you why. Because it's the mystery. It's the mystery of... You know,
it's not a mystery.
It's just people's demented thought that there's someone out there helping them,
and they're not really out there.
That's the whole thing. See, that's what used to burn me, Jay, if you don't mind me saying, growing up and listening to a lot of these people, they always say, well, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Well, it's true, he does. And we can't know for sure, Phil.
But he always helps out the Super Bowl champions.
Well, there's a reason for God's
plan.
There's
a reason he helps out the Super Bowl champions, because Americans want everyone to be that way. And I'm an American, but I don't believe in this. I mean,
what are you telling me? You don't believe
Jesus
it?
Help Michael Jordan, and Jesus helping this guy, and Jesus is helping that guy, but Jesus isn't helping the people that are out there trying to fight for their own freedom.
You know what? Kind of bothers me a little bit is you come from Reading, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. No, I don't. I come from Philadelphia. I just live in Reading, and that's what I said.
That's football country.
It's not.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm sitting here trying.
What are you trying to tell you?
That Jesus Christ didn't help Kurt Warner win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry that I believe this. I don't think Jesus took off his time trying to think about what he can do about the world to watch the Super Bowl and how to help Kurt Warner win. I'm sorry.
Well, you're wrong, because he did, and I'll tell you why. Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl, yes or no? Answer is yes.
He did, and I don't think Jesus
did.
He didn't help me solve my money problem.
Well, I don't mean to say anything about you, but maybe you're not as good, right? Yeah, are you thanking Jesus? No.
Oh, I thank Jesus every day.
No, you don't. You said you don't believe in him.
I'm sure Kurt Warner is thinking now that he's glad that he has Jesus helping him win the Super Bowl.
Well, if you were a born-again Christian, maybe you'd have some more help.
Well, wait a second. Are you telling me
it's turning your life over to Jesus.
So some kid's starving to death in the streets of Chechnya, Russia, or wherever it is, and...
Oh, well, you guys give me a pain with this other starving kid bull crap. Look, he's a Christian. Is he supposed to suffer? because some kid hasn't got, you know, some manhandler soup to eat? No.
So you're saying because he's not a Christian, he deserves to starve?
To each his own. God works
That's
in mysterious...
That's a good point. Good point.
God works
good
in mysterious...
Good comeback, buddy.
A good comeback? Hey.
Because the kid's not a Christian that he doesn't have any choice about, he deserves to starve, is what you're saying.
And your comeback was, to each his own.
Hey, God works in mysterious ways.
And I'm sure God is for a kid who doesn't have a choice, I'm sure God is wishing him to starve.
No, but I'm saying it's a mystery of life. What's your name?
That is not a mystery.
That's
that is
a mystery
just,
of
that
life.
Is your, that is just ignorance.
Look it, pal. You can't say that a kid's starving and Kurt Warner... I have reasons.
You have reasons for what?
I have explanations for certain things.
Like what?
Like why Kurt Warner has success, the kid's starving.
What is it?
You're going to laugh at me.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
I happen to... I subscribe to the Buddhist theory of reincarnation.
Oh, boy.
Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Because we've lived many lives, we have karma, and we have, you know... We have things that we have to go through. And some starving kid lived a past life where this is his karma to starve. And Kurt Warner, maybe he starved in his past life, so now he has the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, Phil. That's dangerous talk in a Christian society. That's dangerous.
Why is that dangerous? I mean,
you live in America, buddy.
Yeah, I live in a Christian, a Judeo-Christian.
So it's not a Christian society. This is America where everyone can believe what they want to believe. And
that's it.
This argument is moot, for one, because we shouldn't be arguing about it because we should have our own opinions and we shouldn't be fighting over nothing.
Right, but Mr. Henry coming out with that Buddhist stuff, that's dangerous.
That's all right. No, it's not.
It's dangerous.
His Buddhism is as dangerous as your Christianity.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ led the St. Louis Rams to their one Super Bowl victory.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ led St. Louis Rams to Super Bowl?
I heard Kurt Warner
all the problems to come down to help them win the Super Bowl.
I heard Kurt Warner say, "Thank you, Jesus." Okay,
no big deal.
Read it and weep.
Every time my girlfriend gets a period, I say that. I'm sorry I said that, but that's what I say.
So you think that's funny, huh, Mr. Henry?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yes, I'll tell you something. Both of you guys are going to rot, and I mean rot slowly in hell, because.
I'm going to rot slowly in hell. Why?
Because you're laying out a lot of this Buddhist stuff on the air. This guy over here is laughing at it. The two of you are going to slowly rot by way of maggots in hell.
By way of maggots.
I guess you think that's funny too, huh?
It's kind of a. It is kind of humorous.
Okay, listen. Thanks for calling, sir. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We have this guy, Jay, on the phone, who thinks that Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl because he is a born-again Christian. Now, I'm not putting down his religion. That's not the part that I was laughing at. What I was laughing at is he just said that I'm going to rot slowly by way of maggots in hell. See if you don't agree. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686 with Phil Henry. Open lines here. We got a caller who believes that Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl because he believes in Jesus. Isn't that right, sir?
Yeah, Phil, that's what I believe. I believe that Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl because he is a born-again Christian and because Jesus is backing him up. Jesus got his back.
And we couldn't quite answer that question about Russia, could we?
No, anyway, if the question about Russia is, that Kurt Warner, you know, God helps those who help themselves. You got some kid in Russia, or you got Kurt Warner, you know. Kurt Warner helps himself. He was bagging groceries, did what he had to do.
And a little kid starving in Russia ain't helping himself. I got it. Okay, here is Orange Mound on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
oh, damn.
Guys, listen.
Orange Mound?
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
can you hear me?
You live in a town called Orange Mound?
Yeah, I live the city of Memphis. There's a community called Orange Mound, which is
what made the Orange
has a ton of history behind it.
What made the Orange Mound?
Oh no, it's not just a neighborhood. Called
never
Orange
mind,
Mound.
Never it's, mind. He's trying to be smart. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
No, listen.
You go ahead.
It is Orange Mound has a history of being the largest black-owned neighborhood in the United States.
That
is something to be wonderful about. That's larger than Harlem or anywhere else.
I can tell you something.
He always had a designation in Memphis. But the one thing I'd like to tell him
I left an Orange Mound the other morning.
Huh?
Isn't that funny? Go ahead, sir.
What I'd like to say to him is this. God, in my personal opinion,
yeah,
and I still don't believe that he would ever get involved in a sports thing to begin with, because I think he says, here's a coin, guys. Tee it up. Do the best you can on your own. I don't believe Jesus or God works in that way. If you want to think that you can put Jesus involved in the middle of a man's game, you're out of your freaking mind.
Well,
for you to say for 1 second that it's more important that people should starve somewhere than Jesus cares about a football game, you know what? You need to really and truly, seriously, in your mind, and heart of hearts, go back to that crazy religion you think you are from. Because Christianity doesn't have a doggone thing to do with winners or losers. It has to do with Jesus. Nothing else.
All right,
that's what Christianity has to do with.
Okay, Jay?
But you seem to want to believe it has to do with things that don't have anything to do with anything.
No, all I'm saying is Kurt Warner. I mean, this guy's bagging groceries 4 years ago. Look at the guy. He's on top of the world.
I bagged groceries when I was 5 years old. What am I supposed to be, a doggone NFL quarterback because I bagged groceries when I was 6 or 7?
God
has been very good to me. I take care of my family.
You didn't believe hard enough.
They're comfortable. They're very happy in their lives. They have everything they need.
There you go.
And God didn't give me a Super Bowl, but he did give me the common sense to realize that if I worked real, real hard in my life, some things would come to me.
What about all those guys?
It has to do with me working hard, because if Kurt Warner had thrown a ball to one person that dropped it, you would be saying something different.
Well, I got a question to ask you, sir. What about all those guys that cross themselves when they score a touchdown? What about that?
All I'm saying is one thing. Thank you, God, for allowing me to do this in my life.
One time I saw I saw the ball game last week. Chris Carter of the Minnesota Vikings scored a TD and pointed to Jesus.
Yeah, and by the way,
let me ask you a question.
And by the way,
how in the world do you point to Jesus when you don't know where he is?
Everybody knows he's in heaven.
Well, wait a minute. Where's heaven?
Up in the air.
Wait a minute. Who decided that point?
In the Bible.
When all of God's teachers, did he say heaven was above?
Yes, they did. They say that heaven is a 1,500-mile-wide city in the heavens, in the clouds.
You know what? You need to do yourself a big favor and realize something. Heaven is where you are. God makes heaven around you. He keeps all the things
that
we make
things around
you.
Then why do they say it's up in the sky?
Huh?
Why do they say it's up in the sky if it's all around? They didn't say that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Here is a being that created ground, earth. If you really and truly believe in God, hey,
right.
Mr. Henry,
you want to have
some fun?
Yes, sir.
You want to have some fun?
Yes.
Let me blow your little guest away right quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna give him a bomb.
If you really
believe that God created heavens, earth, stars, and everything else, if you truly believe that, and what you say, and Jesus is all your Savior, your care about your everything, if you really truly believe that, why would he put so much around you and make you be so small among all those things that are so great?
Well, I got an
answer. If you ever take time in your little measly
for that. I've got an answer for that.
What is it?
I'm way better than everything else because of the fact that
That's your damn ego. That ain't nothing to do with God.
No, it's not me. I'm just saying, as a man, I built buildings and an elephant
can't. That's your damn ego.
Can an elephant do that?
That's your damn ego. You can't. Let me tell you something. As a man, if you think you are truly great, you can't create or destroy anything without something being left.
What about test tube
when
babies?
When you finish.
What about test tube babies?
But what I'm trying to say to you is this. You cannot, as a man, create or destroy anything. As a man, it takes you to take two things to put it together to create it. And no matter how much you burn, no matter how much you smash, no matter how much you destroy, something will be left over to be thrown away. That means you don't have divine intervention. You're not as great as you think you are.
Well, but you know they cloned that sheep in Russia the other day.
That doesn't mean anything. It still took two things to create one. Son, this is what I'm trying to tell you. You are not godlike. I don't care how hard you try. Mr. Henry, do yourself a favor.
Yes, sir.
Get that idiot that you're talking to right now and kick him to the curb.
All he cares about
in his whole life is himself. And when all is said and done, you will realize one thing. This little black guy in Memphis, Tennessee, in the middle of the night, sitting on the street that he doesn't care anything about, says one thing about you.
Well, wait
and
a
it's this. If you care anything about Jesus Christ in your whole life, you will realize one thing. Jesus will care more about you if you care about the lesser that involved around you than you do about the most.
Well, everybody knows Jesus likes football. Hello?
You need to get you some
no,
help.
No, wait. Notre Dame. Hello, Notre Dame. Does that answer my question or what?
Notre Dame?
Yeah. Catholic, Christian, football. Thank you.
So you're trying to tell me that if you're not Catholic, you can't possibly win a championship?
No, I'm saying Jesus.
And what do you want to say about Alabama? All the years of inequality and everything.
That's right,
else,
and they suck.
Ole Miss, all the years of racial inequality.
And they
suck. You're trying to tell me now that Jesus thought that inequality and treating black people bad was worthy of being given a championship. Is that what you're saying?
No, Ole Miss sucked. They never had no championships.
You're out of your mind. They won three national championships.
Now, how come you're following a racial team like that? You're a black guy. You shouldn't be following them.
Oh, now, Cal. All right, now hold on for a minute. Wait. He's trying to confuse you.
If you don't know the history of football, then you have no business staying up late trying to influence the whole country about things that you don't know a damn thing about. You are one, in my honest opinion, the silliest white man I've ever seen, listened to, or heard in my whole life.
That's the second time you brought race into it.
Do yourself a favor.
That's the second time you brought race into it.
Next time you want to put somebody on the air.
Yes, sir.
For a whole lot of people to listen to.
Yeah.
Find yourself somebody. I mean, this man isn't even Christian. I mean, what he says doesn't even espouse Christian beliefs. What he says doesn't even espouse human beliefs. This guy's a damn fool. I mean, honest to God, he's a damn fool.
Hey, wait a
minute.
Mr. Reddy, you find that funny, but I'm being logical. This man's not being logical. I said that Jesus likes football because Notre Dame's had great teams.
Yeah, but then he brought up Alabama having all of those great teams with nothing but white guys.
That was a good year for white guys.
Oh, don't you love that? Don't you love that?
It was a good year for white guys.
You happen to be white and good that year, so the fact that a black team beat a white team, it was a bad year for white people, you sound like a damn fool, man. You need to grow up, get in the 20th century, do yourself a favor, put your hood back over your head, call yourself what you really are, put a swastika back on your shoulder, and rejoin the Crusades.
I love how it all boils down to race.
And everything else about you.
It all boils down to race.
This guy is the most ignorant guy I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I've listened to late night radio in all my tons of years, but this is the most ignorant white man I've ever heard in my life. Not even as a black man talking to a white man. And hell, I'm the most conservative black man you'll ever meet in your life. I've never voted for a damn Democrat in my life. This is the most ignorant white man I've ever heard.
It all boils down to race with you, doesn't it?
You brought it up.
I'm trying to say to you that Jesus, all you got to do is turn
Jesus
your life.
Jesus is a white man, right?
I'm sorry?
Jesus is white. Here's your question.
That's my understanding.
Check it out, Mr. Henry. Is Jesus white?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yeah. No. Him.
Okay, Jay, the question is, was Jesus white?
Tell him to answer it.
And you need to answer this.
The question is, was Jesus white?
Was Jesus white?
That's one of those mysteries we'll never know.
No. You've been yakking all night long. You got answers to everything. Answer that one.
God works
in your honest opinion, what do you think?
Well, when you look at all the stuff he did,
had to be a white guy, right?
I mean, what else?
Oh, he's the only white man in a country full of black people. That's the only way he could have got things done. They'd have killed his ass the first day.
Well, you're the guy.
They wouldn't have waited until later. They would not have waited until later to kill him. They would have killed him on the first day.
Okay, hey, Jay, are you kidding about that or what?
Well, this guy wants to bring race into everything. Well, you're bringing race into everything. I thought I'd have a little fun with you.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to understand something.
Look, dude, do you believe Jesus was white or black?
He had to be black. He was from Africa.
Okay, there you go. He was black. He was from Africa.
Oh, so you're trying to tell me...
Well,
so you're trying to tell me that a black guy chose a white guy over another black guy to win a Super Bowl. Hey, see
he had to be black.
He's got a real problem now.
He had to be black. He got himself lynched.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's time for you to let him go. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I've enjoyed myself.
Thank you. I've enjoyed my argument.
My wife is probably going to chew me out forever and a day.
No problem.
I appreciate your producer letting me get on. But you know something? Hey, man, this was fun.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. But that guy right there is the most dangerous thing the United States has in it.
Well, stupidity is what's dangerous, sir, and it comes in all colors.
And that's what he is.
Yes. Thank
guys,
you.
Have a good night.
Thank you for your call, sir. Put Jay on hold. When you look at all the stuff he did, he had to be white. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. What has that got to do with anything?
Well, you know, you kind of ganged up on me with that other guy.
Well, does race matter to you? I mean, forget about whether that guy brought in race. Does it matter to you?
No, race doesn't matter to me at all. I'm just saying, you know, the guy asked me about Jesus, if he was white or black, so I was just playing around with him.
But you don't really believe Jesus was white?
No, I don't know. I don't believe that, no.
Okay, here is St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
My question is, how does Jesus pick his pecking order? In other words, you know, you say that Jesus helped Kurt Warner out. Well, what happened to Trent Dilfer? I mean, he's doing his prayer meetings before each and every game. And,
is Trent Dilfer a Christian?
Did you hear what I just said?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Well, if you listen, maybe then you could answer.
First of all,
I said Trent Dilfer is having his prayer meetings before each and every game became a laughing stock. He was so more interested in doing his Christian thing than playing ball. I think all these athletes that want to thank someone else other than their own God-given ability.
God-given.
That's right.
You just said it.
That's right, buddy.
You just said it, pal.
And it's given to us to use as we see fit.
He doesn't have a ring through our nose. By God. Okay, you said it, not me. And if you want to know
are you going to answer my question?
Yes,
or are you just going to stick on this by God thing?
I'm going to answer it. Well, just because I caught you, you know.
Caught me what? Answer the question. Get to the point,
man. I caught you saying God.
Just answer the man's question.
Okay. Trent Dilfer obviously isn't doing it right.
Ah, I see.
Okay?
He is... Okay.
I mean, no, there's a certain you have to believe, and you have to be a believer. Do you take a knee? Do you pray?
Believe in what? Believe in yourself?
Do you take a knee at night?
Excuse me?
Do you take a knee at night?
What do you mean take a knee?
Kneel down.
Oh, take a knee, okay.
It's football. It's football talk for kneeling down. Hit your knees.
What about it?
Do you ever do that? Do you pray?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, you'd be a lot happier if you did.
Well, see, we're not getting to the point here. Look,
well, I'm just saying, I don't know about Trent Dilfer's faith. I don't know. Just because he's praying doesn't mean he has faith. And I think you have to look at the man's life to see if he has a real faith. I think Kurt Warner has shown he has faith because he's won the Super Bowl.
All right, let's go to a different player then.
All right.
Player that you brought up. What happened to the Minnesota Vikings? What happened to Mr. Chris Carter?
Well, Chris Carter...
He wasn't high enough up on Jesus' list. Is that what it is?
Well, you laugh, but yeah, it comes down to...
You're delusional, man.
No, I mean, delusional.
Chris Carter was...
And another reason I say that is last time I looked, Muammar Gaddafi wasn't black, and he's from Africa. Have a nice
he's
evening.
As black
nice
as,
talking
he's
to
as
you.
Black as you are. Hello?
Okay, I guess he hung up. Well, that guy, he doesn't believe that Muammar Gaddafi is black.
The guy's about as black as Marvin Gaye. You tell me Marvin Gaye wasn't black, then you got to believe Muammar Gaddafi is black. So,
that guy there was, I guess he was commenting on the Jesus is black thing?
I think Jesus looked like Marvin Gaye. Now, that's my personal opinion.
Jesus looked like Marvin Gaye?
Yes, I do. I really believe that. And the guy in St. Petersburg is probably pissed off because it makes more sense.